Today we'll be beginning Siman Ayin Hey. The title of the Siman is Lihi Zaher Migilui Seyer V'Kol Isha B'Shas Kriya Shema V'Chein Shelo L'Krosach K'Neged Ha'erva. One must be careful from reciting Shema and other Dvarim Shebekdusha in front of exposed hair, in front of women who are singing, or in front of Erva. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tefach Megula B'Isha B'Makom Shedarko L'Chasoso Afilu Hi Ishto Aser L'Kros Kriya Shema K'Negda. One is not permitted to recite Shema in front of a tefach of skin on a woman's body that is meant to be covered, including one's wife. You're not allowed to say Shema in front of that tefach magula, that exposed area. The Rama says, V'yesh omrim dafka be'ishto, avo be'isha acheres, afilu pachos mi tefach have erva. The Rama quotes that this halacha of tefach be'isha erva is a leniency specifically for one's wife. But if the woman is not one's wife, then even less than a tefach is problematic. V'nira mi divri harash, the tefach be'isha erva, afilu li'isha acheres, rak sheba'atzma yichola likros afo pi'shehi aru. The Rush writes that the idea of a tefach of exposed skin is problematic even for other women. If another woman sees a woman whose tefach of skin is exposed, that woman is also not permitted to recite Shema. The halacha, the kula of tefach be'isha erva, means for the woman herself, even though she's not dressed appropriately or dressed at all, she can still recite Shema herself. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, "B'makom shadarka mipnei shezem mevi la'adam lidei hir hurkisha mistakel bo bechlal erva hiv aser likroso lahaskir shum davar shebik." Since this is a part of the body that will lead to hirhurim, therefore it's considered to be erva, and therefore you're not allowed to recite Shema or any davar shebekdusha, just as you're not permitted to do so in front of actual erva. Ulefima shebeyarnu lekamon sifav v'shem ha'acharonim de neged erva mamish aser afilu ba'otzem einav atche yachazir panav hu adin bazem. Based on that which we said at the end of the previous simon, that when you're in front of actual erva, you can't simply close your eyes and then say Shema. You have to actually turn your face away. The same would be true here for the tefach be'isha erva. You'd have to actually turn your entire face away. Others are more mekel if there's no other way around it, if there's no way to not look, where in that case you can simply close your eyes. But let's say you live in a place, right, where it's normal for the woman's face and her hands to be exposed. So again, if you live in a place where, let's say, for example, a woman's leg up until her kneecaps, so the assumption, if you live in a place where it's normal for parts of the leg to be exposed, or if it's normal to walk barefoot, so then it's permissible to recite Shema in front of those parts of the body because they don't lead to hearer since it's normal. If you live in a place where the practice is to cover those parts of the body, so then you have a tefach just like you would for any other part of the woman's body that is exposed. However, when it comes to the woman's thighs, or when it comes to parts of the body that are really always meant to be covered, even if you live in a lusting society where those parts of the body are not covered, you live in a society where they don't care about that. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah says that it would still be forbidden to recite Shema in front of those parts of the thigh and the leg that are supposed to be covered. So if one's wife, for example, is nursing and her breasts are exposed, one must be careful to not recite Dvarim Shebekdusha in front of his wife at that point. So the Prima Gadim quotes different opinions about whether if a person went ahead and said Shema in a situation where there was a Tefach Magula, whether you would have to repeat a B'diavad the same way that you would by actual erva. The Derech HaChaim thinks that you would. We call makom nirali de cheshalon eskavin lehistakel in lahachmer b'diavad lachazor v'likros af b'isha acheres. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that if you're not intending to look, then b'diavad you don't have to be machmer even if it's for another woman. Aval ayin minish masadim shekosav to lechuli alma zelo have elo midrabanan umahani baze atzimas einayim b'chein b'sa'ar isha hamavur b'sif beiz. So everyone agrees that when it's b'isha acher, when it's pachos mit mitefach, everyone agrees that's only midrabanan. So if you went ahead and you said, let's say there was pachos mitefach of skin that was exposed on a different woman, a woman who was not your wife, so then everyone agrees that if I simply close my eyes, that would be perfectly permissible. Beisha acheres bein penuya bein eisha sish, regardless of whether this other woman is single or married. In other words, if more than a tefach is exposed, and it's a problem. Pachos mitefach v'im hashok magula. Let's say this woman, let's say it's less than a tefach, but it's from the thigh. Yesh omrim da'afilu be'ishto ufachos mitefach asur likros negda, shehu mekom hirhur yoser mishar ivarim. So some say that even in a case of one's wife, but if it's less than a tefach, but if it's the area on the thigh that's exposed, then that will be a problem because that is the most, that part of the body is the most susceptible to hirhurim. V'chol zelo ayre, ela le'inyin isr kriyas shema. De'ha isrhu la'harbe poskim likros negda ha'megula, afilu belo mechavim le'istakule. That's only in terms of the issur of reciting Shema, meaning many poskim assume that one is not permitted to recite Shema in front of a body part that's exposed, even when you're not intending to look at that part of the body. Aval inyan ister histaklos, when it comes to the prohibition against gazing inappropriately at women, l'chulei alma ha-mistakil b'isha filu b'etzpektana, kevin she-mistakil b'leonos over b'lav delos asuru acharei eneichem. Everyone agrees that if a person gazes even at the pinky of a woman, but his intent is sexual in nature, that that's a violation of the Isser de Oraisa of Velos Asuru Acharei Enechem, not to stray after your eyes. The Amru Shafilu Yishbiado Torah Maisim Tovim Lo Yinaka Medina Shal Gehenim. And even if a person has Torah and Masim Tovim, he will not be spared from the din of Gehenim. Ureiya Ba'alma Lefituma Below Nana Shareim Lo Mitzana Musr. The Mishnah Berurah says that a quick glance without any intent for benefit, for pleasure, is technically permissible, but he thinks it's not a good idea. It's not what he calls Mitzad HaMusr. Vesefer Mincha Shmuel Hochiach De Adam Chashav Yeshlo Lizar B'chol Gavnei, and Adam Chashav has to always be careful to not gaze at a woman. B'chasav Aprimagadim Devim Mekomos Shaderech Lihios Mechusa Kegon Zero Osel Chai Gavna Shar Mekomos Aguf Afri Iya Ba'alma Aser. If you live in a place where the minhag is that the women should be covered, where all parts of their body should be covered, then even a quick glance is problematic because that will lead to inappropriate thoughts. If you live in a place where everything is covered, V'chasav Aposkim Debesulos Didan V'chlal Nidos Emi Sheyagiul Isman Veses. Many poskim point out that bazman hazeh, single girls, once they've hit the age where they have their period, are all considered to be forms of arayos because we don't allow single women to go to the mikvah, so therefore they're all considered to be arayos, and therefore looking at them would be just as problematic as by an eshes ish. Midivrei harash, aval harash becholik alzeh v'ta'amo, desvirulei dechihechi deva'atzma yecholo likros kishehi aruma, alma de'in begilui kol gufa mishum lo yer. The Rashba disagrees with the Rush. The Rush said that even other women are not permitted to recite Shema in front of a woman who is not covered, who's not dressed appropriately. But the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says the only reason why you're normally not allowed to say Shema here is because it's going to lead to Hirhurim. But if there are only women around, if there is no concern of Hirhurim, so then even if she's completely naked, then technically it would be permissible for her to recite Shema. Many Achronim assume that the Rush himself probably agrees to the Rashba. Many poskim point out, though, that this kula of allowing women to recite Shema when there are other women who are not dressed around is assuming that the woman is sitting on the ground where her makoma erva is being covered by the ground. But if the makoma erva is also exposed, then everyone agrees that will be a problem to recite Shema. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Siv Beis tomorrow.